Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has made, and we rejoice in it and we give Him the glory. Let me encourage you from the book of Matthew, the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 28, verses 19 and 20. This is the great commission that the Lord has given to us. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. My dear brothers and sisters, what an assuring and a powerful great commission that the Lord has delegated unto each and every believer. And each and every believer is a minister. That's what I say in Amazing Grace Church, that every member is a minister. That means you are there to minister God's grace unto the people around you. Share the gospel of Jesus, heal the sick, get them saved, and not only get them saved, but get them discipled, because we are called to teach the ones whom we get saved into the kingdom of God. And so that's the whole process and gamut of Great Commission that the Lord has entrusted in our care. The Great Commission was not entrusted in the angels' care. It was entrusted to us, the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that is profound. And the outcome of that duty or outcome of that commission is that the presence of the Lord is guaranteed for each and every one of us. He says that I am with you always. Lo and behold, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. What is Jesus saying? I'm not going to leave you. I'm not going to forsake you. I will never forget you, because I have, you know, you in my mind, and I have engraved your image in the palm of my hand. That's what Father God says. He will never leave us. So we have a great assurance. When we have that powerful assurance of the Lord, then we can go surely, and we will not be worried about anything, not be anxious for anything, but we will keep no stone unturned in preaching the gospel to the world. And that's what is the call of the Holy Spirit. We'll preach the gospel. We'll contend for the faith. We will disciple many, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, and teaching them all that the Lord has commanded us, so that they will be fortified in faith, and they will anchor the faith in the future, and will pass on the baton onto the younger generation. You know, the younger generation was the one that went into the land of Canaan that flows with milk and honey under the leadership of Joshua. So we will do the same. Take the younger ones, envision them, empower them, enable them, so that they will enter into that land of rest and into that land that flows with the blessings of Jehovah. Amen. That's what we are called. So our God does care. Our Jesus cares for us, because He says, I will never leave you. I'm always with you. Hallelujah. Till the very end of the age. Let's pray. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for your word of encouragement that you give us every day. Lord God Almighty, we thank you that we, the believers, O Father, who are part of the Great Commission, and as we, O Lord, fulfill that commission in our life and fulfill the task that you have given us, Lord, we are assured of your presence every day. Lord, that promise of your presence, Lord, instills great, great respect and honor and reverential fear in our hearts for our Savior. Because the Lord God Almighty, as Psalmist David says, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, because you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. O Lord God Almighty, that was his experience with you. Abba Father, may it be today that we will experience you supernaturally, that the presence of God will overtake us. The care of God will, O Father God Almighty, Lord, enamor us to the greatness and the glory of Jehovah. Today, Father God, as your people step out to the jobs, to the businesses, and running the errands for the day, I pray that the Great Commission will be in their heart, that they will, O Father, preach the gospel, share it with their colleagues and their friends and their clients. And I pray that the name of Yeshua will be glorified through them. And you will bless them, O Father, in their workplaces. Give them favor with their management and lift them up for the glory of your name. Lord God Almighty, I thank you for the ones who may be sick in our midst, O Father. I rebuke every manner of sickness. Lord, our bodies are the temple of the Holy Ghost, and Satan, you have got no right to touch or afflict the people of God in any manner. Therefore, I command you, keep your hands off from the body of Christ in the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord, I thank you that by your wounds, O Lord Jesus, we were healed and made whole. And we thank you for it. We give you all the praise, glory, honor, dominion, power, and authority, because it is all yours. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.